The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I talked about a saying from our ninth Imam, Imam Muhammad Taqi alayhi salatu wa salam, where Imam said that in order for a task to be successful, you need as-sihha, health, wal-ghina, wealth, wal-ilm, knowledge, and the fourth one was wat-tawfiq. Tawfiq means that help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you in the right direction for what you would like to do. And I emphasize on this point, especially relating it to this custom that we have among Muslims, that whenever we intend to do something, we say, inshallah. This has to be said seriously, not as a joke, not as a way of, you know, pushing this aside that maybe or maybe not. And it has to do with this idea of human endeavor and the role of Allah in his or her success. Because this is where we have to realize you can have the best of health, you could have all the resources financially, you could have all the knowledge and, you know how to do what you want to do, but the results are not guaranteed. It's not in your hands. And that is where the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in. And I mentioned that there is a very beautiful story in the Quran about this issue of saying, inshallah. And I wanted to share that today, keeping in mind that it's kind of a long story in Surah Kahf, Surah number 18. And so I'm not going through the Arabic wordings of this story. I'll just go directly to the story. Just the preamble. Before the story, in the same surah, ayat number 23-24, actually Allah talks about this issue of saying, inshallah. He says, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. Do not ever say that I'm going to do this tomorrow. You know, we'll say, I'll do this tomorrow. Allah says, do not say it in this way. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Add the words, if Allah wills that to happen. And if you forgot it, you know, then pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may guide you in the right path in what you are trying to do. So even later on, if you forgot to say, inshallah, that I'll do this tomorrow, inshallah, seriously, you can still add that later on when you remember that, oh, I said this, but I had this plan, but I didn't say inshallah. Now, later on in that surah, coming to ayat number 32 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet that, O Muhammad, give them, you know, mathalan. Mathal means parable, a story of two men. And there, it's a very beautiful scenery. Sometimes when I talk about this story to, madrasa children of higher grades, I would suggest them to make a drawing of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of those two individuals, I gave him, you know, two gardens of grapes, surrounded those two gardens with palm trees. So just, you know, go through your imagination there. And between the two gardens, Allah says, I had even crop plantation in between. And right in middle there, you know, there was also a river. And so, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these gardens yielded their fruits on time and never failed in anything. And then, you know, this person, of course, he had this wealth, but he became arrogant, the one who was given all this. And so one day while he was having a conversation with his friend, and later on the ayat, you know, refers to it, his friend was poor compared to him. And when he was talking to his friend, walking into the garden, he says, I am greater than you in wealth. And, you know, I am greater even in manpower. I have more children, more grandchildren, more servants, you know, who work for me. And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself. What does this issue of being unjust to ourselves mean? It means doing things that we put ourselves in a situation which is sinful. So we are not hurting anyone. Rather, by doing these things, we actually are unjust to ourselves. So he entered the garden while he was unjust to himself, and he said to his fellow, I do not think that this garden will ever perish. And I do not think, now, he was so sure about what he has. You know, as they say, you know, this is the result of my hard work or my sweat and this and that. His arrogance reached to a point where he says to his friend that I do not think that the hour of resurrection and judgment will ever come. This all talk about, you know, Akhirah and this and that. This is what it is. This is the reality. You know, this is what I have here. But the arrogance is such that he says, even if there is a resurrection and I am returned to my Lord, surely I will find a resting place better than this garden. Look at the audacity here. Number one, not even believing in the resurrection and qiyamah and judgment. And then he says, even if it is there, my situation there will be better than here. So his companion basically then says to him, and these are ayat of Quran, have you disbelieved in him who has created you from the dust and from a drop of sperm? And then he shaped you into a, you know, adult. Basically saying that, you know, have you forgotten who gave you the existence, your physical strength, your intelligence to exploit the land, the earth, and the animals that they are there? All this that you have, this is all from the intelligence and power that Allah has given to you, and even the permission to exploit this earth and the blessings which are there. As for me, you know, you think I'm poor, but I believe in my Lord, and I do not associate anyone with my Lord. This statement is very interesting of his friend. He says, I don't associate anyone with my Lord. It means total reliance on myself. Minus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind of a hidden form of shirk. As if I'm believing, yeah, he's there, but I'm there. Whatever is happening is, you know, I have almost equal role in bringing all this to existence. And so then his friend says to him, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ, when you entered the garden, قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, why did you not say gratefully that Allah wills, and there is no power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Ali حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.